There is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, thousands of people hailed President Paul Biya's service to the nation during the screening of the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny in Bamenda. Health specialists call on organizations to adopt and develop policies that cater to the mental health needs of employees. And Meetan Cornelius from the Northwest wins the Douala Semi-Marathon in the men's category, while Benny Adumata from Chad finishes first in the female category. Good afternoon. We take you right ahead, straight ahead to the Northwest, where the projection of the film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, has just ended in Bamenda, with scores of people in attendance at Up Station. Speaking at the event watched live by some cabinet members, the speakers called for definite peace to return to the Northwest after years of violence. The film screening ceremony was chaired by the interim permanent delegation leader of the CPDM, Senator Regina Mundi, who hailed President Biya for his service to the nation. Charles Ebune has more.
Just a 6 hour flight, enough to dismiss the plus a month gossips on the earthly living existence of President Paul Biya with a myriad of constitutional versions, understandably so, because the people were restless about the well-being of their leader they elected almost 7 years ago. Just a 6 hour aircraft journey from the Swiss city of Geneva to Yaoundé, the Cameroonian capital, for Paul Biya, accompanied by his wife, Chantal Biya, and few officials of the Presidency of the Republic, including the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency, Samuel Vondoayolo, to end the possibilities about his whereabouts, as it was the case 20 years ago. The special plane on board the presidential couple touched the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport tarmac today, October 21, 2024, at about 4:40 p.m., temperatures averaged 25 degrees Celsius. No rain, no sun, just a humid atmosphere to welcome Paul Biya and his delegation.
We'll be coming back to that story. Time for us to take this other one. In Yaoundé, a book titled Paul Biya, L'Artisan d'une Jeunesse Entreprenante, has been made public in the capital city. Speaking during the book launch, the author, Parfait Vianma Parfait, said the publication offers a well-researched and balanced analysis of President Paul Biya's efforts to empower the youth in the country. The event took place at Enam in the presence of members of parliament and other top officials. In more news, heads of state and government attending the 27th Commonwealth Summit in Samoa have reaffirmed the commitment of the organization in tackling pressing environmental, economic, and security challenges facing the world. The leaders' statements released after the final day of deliberations today also underscored the commitment of the Commonwealth to find ways of increasing resilience and sustainable growth. The Prime Minister, head of government, Dr. Joseph Diongute, was amongst the leaders who attended the Commonwealth Leaders Retreat today in Apia. And this is CRTV News. On to our focus for today. Mental health specialists have cited poor working environments, discrimination, low pay packages, and excessive workloads as triggers of poor mental health. They're encouraging employees to ensure that workers' rights are respected for better outputs. This comes on the heels of this year's World Mental Health Day, hinged on the theme, "It is time to prioritize mental health in the workplace." Kelly Eben spoke to a mental health specialist and put together the following report.
Mental health is a state of your feelings, your emotions. It also has to do with your psychological activities. Mental health in general is determined by the issues you are facing. How you handle the choices you make can either promote your mental health or it can deteriorate your mental health.
According to the International Labour Organization, mental health in the work environment has a huge impact on society and the world of work, with 12 billion working days lost every year due to depression and anxiety. Dr. Fonbe Hedwig Chair, a mental health specialist based in Bamenda, says that a safe working environment is one that is void of injustice.
A workplace that is organized, everybody is treated equally. It gives you security. In the other hand, if you are in a workplace where there is discrimination, disorganization, you are threatened, all these things create chaos and you can begin to develop mental mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, the workers lost productivity.
The performance of workers in their various organizations or enterprises solely relies on the consideration accorded their rights by employers, as explained by Dr. Fonbi Hedwig.
Where they are tired, they give them rest. That's why their labor laws, workers should have leave period so that they can be more productive. When the work conditions are favorable, the workers produce more and the institution gain.
In the meantime, he adds that there are practical tips to prevent mental health burnout at work and improve self-esteem.
Activities such like exercise, it makes you relax. Good eating habits and drinking enough water. When you set your priorities right, you also stay connected with others to express your feelings. Especially those who trust, continue to trust mental health services to assess, because it is better prevention. We treat and we minimize symptoms.
Health experts are unanimous that a healthy working space enables the workers flourish in their roles, stay resilient, reach their highest potential.
Kelly Eben reporting. In the meantime, psychologists say mental health in the workplace should be taken just as seriously as physical health. The experts say, though, it is crucial for organizations to limit stress, burnout, and other mental health issues, employees themselves have a vital role to create a good working environment. Colette Jani reports.
So many people are dissatisfied with their working environments and professional lives nowadays, a situation that has been pinned on a couple of factors. Full Lovetsere is a life coach and psychologist.
Some of the things that can make one unhappy at their job site is low wages. When the working conditions are not favorable, if you are to be at your job site at 6 a.m. in the morning and you're closing maybe at 7 p.m., there's no way you can be happy. Then if there is conflict between colleagues at the job site, you have a competitive mindset in a very negative way, like looking at other people who are succeeding and thinking that it should have been you succeeding and not them, you are going to be very sad.
Being the backbone of any organization, it is important for employees to stay happy for the imminent success of the company.
All of us are looking for motivation. Well, high wage is such a wonderful way to motivate workers. So workers will do their job diligently and they'll be happy because they are well paid. Secondly, when your working conditions are good, for example, workers are served breakfast at their job site. When the environment is clean, in fact, everything is well organized, you are somebody that is working in such an environment is going to be very happy. To be happy at your job site, it is important to avoid competition. So the most important thing is the intentionality. Be intentional about your lifestyle at your job site. Be intentional about the people you talk to. Be intentional about the company you keep. Be intentional about the things that you do. Most importantly, be intentional about your goal.
A company is only as strong as its employees, which is why it's imperative for employers to ensure they are happy and valued.
Colette Jani, some research findings indicate that one out of four workers struggle silently with mental health issues like stress, anxiety, and depression. They point to a correlation between working conditions and the mental health of employees. In the analysis that follows, Winston Lebga highlights the need to pay attention to the alarm bells.
In a workplace where people feel supported, where there is fairness, inclusion, and employee development, where people are happy to come to work every day, then that's a mentally healthy workplace. The World Federation of Mental Health this year has decided to shine the light on the workplace. It is underlining how crucial it is to listen to employees and colleagues and show compassion. Many are experiencing prolonged stress, and there is a wide variety of reasons. Gossiping, toilets not in good shape, few or no vehicles to move staff for work-related activities, being forced to perform professional duties while experiencing symptoms of burnout and fatigue. The demands of a job role can have a considerable impact on employee mental health. Unrealistic high workloads coupled with rigid deadlines can lead to burnout, stress, and increased anxiety. For workers, they become unable to address the fatigue and cannot perform their tasks effectively, so they join the crowd of regular absentees. Unhealthy work environments increase the burden of mental health conditions. When supportive and constructive, the workplace can be a positive environment that makes a person feel accomplished and valued.
Winston Lebga. In more health news, a polio vaccination campaign launched by the government is taking place in all medical districts in the country. Vaccination agents are also embarking on a door-to-door campaign exercise to reach out to children of 0 to 5 years. The national vaccination campaign comes after two cases of polio were confirmed in Delele and Baturi in the East region and is synchronized with vaccination in Nigeria. While granting a press briefing in Yaounde yesterday to explain the essence of the campaign, the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashi, urged parents to assure a brighter future for their children by allowing them to be vaccinated. And here now is an excerpt of his declaration selected by Albert Njembonde.
This is a campaign aimed to strengthen collective immunity and in the sub-region in children under 5 years of age and thus contain the circulation of type 2 variant poliovirus in all the countries concerned. The particularity of this activity lies in the synchronization of the vaccination that we have announced, with an emphasis on the coverage in indigenous population, nomads, refugees, and displaced populations. In addition, children aged 0 to 23 months who missed one or more appointments in their routine schedules will be caught up.
And you are listening there to the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashi. Public health officials in the Adamawa region have expressed satisfaction with the turnout of children aged between 0 and 5 years for vaccination against poliomyelitis. While assessing the 3-day campaign, the regional coordinator of the expanded immunization program, Dr. Kuna Kuna, observed that a wide awareness campaign carried out by youths accounts for the success of the exercise. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Goundary. While waiting for Ayuk John Ashu's report, let's go back to the Northwest, where the projection of the film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, has just ended in Bamenda, with scores of people in attendance at Up Station. Speakers at the event, watched live by some cabinet members, called for definite peace to return to the Northwest after years of violence. The film screening ceremony was chaired by the interim permanent delegation leader of the CPDM, Senator Regina Mundi. She hailed President Paul Biya for his service to the nation. Charles Ebune has more.
Attired mostly in the Northwest traditional regalia, Togo, about 3,000 people assembled in Bamenda, precisely at Up Station, to watch the Northwest regional screening of the 1 hour 30 minutes documentary styled Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, authorized by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic and coordinated by the Ministry of Arts and Culture. Amongst the personalities gathered are cabinet members, including Ministers Phil Callistus Gentry and Vivian Ashiri Kilu, the Northwest Regional Administration, headed by Governor Lele Lafric, parliamentarians, senators, mayors, and the rest of the Northwest elite, including the Secretary General of the Bilingualism Promotion Commission, Dr. Colendus Chi Asafo. The ceremony for the film screening is chaired by the Northwest Permanent Delegation Interim Leader of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, Senator Regina Mundi, who, like other speakers, such as the mayor of Bamenda, hailed the exceptional work of President Paul Biya for the people of the Northwest region. Just an example, the selection of Philemon Yang as president of the United Nations General Assembly and the creation of the University of Bamenda, amongst others. Also present are the traditional rulers of the Northwest region, who are amongst those who carefully listen to all the incessant calls for urgent peace to return in the Northwest after years of an ordeal marked by violence. One of the highlights of the event was the decoration of the one of the producers, Solange Edimo, as an honorary citizen of Bamenda by the Northwest Regional Assembly President, Professor Fru Angwafo. The projection of the film, Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny in Bamenda today, took place within the spirit of the major national dialogue, One Cameroon, One People, One Leader.
Charles Ebune in that write-up. Now, heads of state and government attending the 27th Commonwealth Summit in Samoa have reaffirmed the commitment of the organization in tackling pressing environmental, economic and security challenges facing the world. The leader's statements released after the final day of deliberations today also underscored the commitment of the Commonwealth to find ways of increasing resilience and sustainable growth. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, was amongst the leaders who attended the Commonwealth Leaders Retreat today in Apia. Here is our correspondent, Christian Che Atam, for more on the final day of the deliberations in Samoa. His report.
The final day of deliberations at Chogum 2024 was marked by the leaders' retreat and the closing executive session in the Sheraton Samoa Beach Resort. The leaders from the 56 countries of the Commonwealth adopted a number of documents indicating their resolve to continue pushing for environmental protection. The Samoa Communique and the Apia Ocean Declaration, adopted after the deliberations, reaffirm the Commonwealth Blue Charter adopted in 2018 as representing the organization's policy towards ocean management. The leaders also recognized that global efforts to protect oceans are not up to par and recognized the damaging effects this has on small island states. They therefore voiced their firm commitment to continue pushing to improve the situation. Other documents adopted in Samoa include the Commonwealth Youth Declaration, as well as the Commonwealth Principle on Freedom of Expression and the Role of the Media. One significant outcome of Chogum 2024 was the selection of a new Commonwealth Secretary General by the leaders. The new Secretary General is Honorable Shirley Ayoko Botchwe, current Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration of Ghana. The Commonwealth leaders have chosen Antigua and Barbados as host of the next Chogum. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, President Paul Biya's representative, was present in all the leaders' meetings and executive sessions in Samoa. Apia, Samoa, Christian Che Atam, Chogum 2024.
And we now take you to the West region, where contractors of public investment projects have decried administrative bureaucracy as obstacles to the registration of public investment of projects in that region. During a conclave in Fumban with stakeholders of the public investment chain, the contractors pleaded with the government to facilitate the process of registration of contracts. Eric Langmiawufo reports.
The contractors say the time taken to register a public contract in the region is too long and cumbersome, coupled with an overly bureaucratic and complex process. The president of the Association of Public Contractors in the region, Diodone Tatiakam, is requesting free access to public contract procurement, equal treatment of bidders, and a transparent procedure. A finance controller of the West Region, Gabriel Fuso, emphasizes that their request could only be granted if they work to meet deadlines.
The solutions of their problems are in two ways. Firstly, they have to register their contracts in the deadline 30 days. And then they have to respect the procedure defined by the circular of Minister of Finance.
The contractors have also resolved to create a platform to handle various appeals and challenges deep-rooted in the sector. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Fumban.
In the Southwest, youths have been encouraged to develop their talents and use them to generate income in order to help reduce unemployment rates. The statement was made by speakers at the Cameroon Theatre and Arts Festival, Cafe First Talent Show, which took place in Boya. The event, which brought together young people, provided a platform for them to demonstrate their skills and creativity. Details with you, Ngo Balemba Sofia Ebe.
Youths from different parts of the region converged in Boya for the Cafe First show, displaying a diverse array of artistic talents, including poetry, comedy, and flute performances. These young creatives aim to leverage their skills to earn a sustainable livelihood. Eta Hermin is the organizer of the event.
Cameroon Theatre Arts Festival is all about bringing together theatre artists to demonstrate their theatrical abilities. And we are all about valorizing theatre art and giving it more exposure.
Stakeholders encourage participants to foster creativity and innovation, highlighting the significant impact they can have in their communities.
The future of Rwanda begins with us, the young people, and we have to show case that inner potential we have is changing on cultural values, historical issues, realities about current happenings, with creative thinking about addressing these issues.
Participants were thrilled with the event, praising its valuable opportunities for growth and networking. They also pledged to upgrade their skills and return even stronger for future Cataphest shows. Ngo Baleba, Sophia Ebe, CLTV, Boya.
Onto this press release from the Ministry of Communication, it reads, the Minister of Communication wishes to inform managers of private print media and online press enterprises operating in the private communication sector wishing to benefit from institutional support to privately owned media organs for the 2024 financial year to submit the application files to the Ministry of Communication, Department of Private Media Development and Advertising, Room 2, from Monday, 28 October 2024. Application files, which will be accepted until Friday, 29 November 2024 at 3:30 p.m. prompt, should comprise the following documents: an application stamped at the current rate stating the name, nature and address of the applying company, the name and address of the main person in charge, the name and address of the printing press in charge of production, the name and address of the organization or organizations in charge of distribution, a copy of the receipt attesting enrollment into the National Communication Index, a certified true copy attesting admission of the applying enterprise to the practice of the profession, a certified true copy of the national identity card or residence permits for foreigners of the principal officer of the applying enterprise, a certificate of non-conviction no older than 3 months of the principal officer of the applying enterprise, a certified true copy of the enterprise's tax file, an attestation to showcase the opening of an account issued by an authorized banking institution, an original copy of the clearance certificate issued by the National Social Insurance Fund, certified copies of at least 3 employment contracts of media professionals, staff of the applying enterprise legalized by the ministry in charge of employment, copies of press cards of journalists and similar staff legalized by the permanent secretary of the press card commission, copies of all issues, physical and or electronic, from 1st January to the 28th of October 2024, approved to ascertain the deposit of newspapers at the central or devolved services of the Ministry of Communication for print media organs, and accounts to ascertain the utilization of government subsidy to private media for the previous financial year, if applicable, and a solemn undertaking to only use the subsidy received for the purpose of carrying out the enterprise's business. And this is signed by the Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi. Now in sports, like you heard in our top story, Mitan Cornelius from the Northwest region is the winner of the Douala semi-marathon in the men's category, while Beni Adumata from Chad finished first in the female category. Cornelius covered the 21.1-kilometer distance in 1 hour, 3 minutes and 37 seconds, while Beni recorded 1 hour, 16 minutes and 2 seconds. Close to 200 athletes from 17 countries took part in the semi-marathon this morning in Douala. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwalekombi, is expected to preside over the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon at the Douala Grandstand in the Beseke neighborhood. Harrison Ashu Tiko is CRTV's special envoy to the marathon. His report.
Mentan Cornelius and Beni Adumata dominated the men's and women's categories in this Saturday semi-marathon. They crossed the finish line more than 1 minute ahead of their closest rivals. Cornelius from Oku in the Northwest region covered the 21.1-kilometer stretch in 1 hour, 3 minutes and 37 seconds, thanks to his intense training in build-up to the event.
I had to push above my limits before I could be able to meet up with those that were ahead of me.
He that the reason he urged Bienvenu Abaka from Chad, who occupied the second position, is because he approached the race with less stress.
My opponents, what I discovered was that they decided not to run in their own energy. They went above their limit and they had to affect them not to finish strong like I did.
Beni Adumata, also of Chadian nationality for her part, outclassed her peers in 1 hour, 16 minutes and 02 seconds. She was 1 minute ahead of of Seva Telma from the Northwest, who is proud of her performance.
I'm very happy. And I give all thanks to my coach. After 3 months, no, I was here last year. This is my second year.
The close to 200 marathoners who took part in the exercise enjoyed the race as it gave them the opportunity to stretch and exercise their body.
The more time I have, I go jog maybe for just 30, 40 or 50 minutes, I'm back.
The 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon will end this Sunday with a main event that will cover a distance of 42.2 kilometers. The Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Nasis Mwelekombi, is expected to give the go for the marathon that will witness the participation of more than 200 local and international elites. The winner of the Douala International Marathon will go home with 2.5 million CFA francs, while the runners-up will back home 1.5 million and 1 million. Richard Bebe, Harrison Ashutik on special assignment in Douala.
And in more sports news, Marshall Wang in the 48-kilogram category yesterday won Cameroon's first gold medal at the ongoing African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. His victory secured Cameroon's fourth medal in the championship. One in gold, one in silver, and another in bronze. Today, Bernadette Kenyu in the plus 81 kilograms will be battling for another gold medal for Cameroon in the last finals of the event. The coach of the Cameroon boxing team, Alain Didier Ngacha, says the results of the fight will determine Cameroon's ranking on the general classification at the end of the championship. Take a listen.
For the first part of the final here in Kinshasa yesterday, we had two boxers, Ongene Timi Turin, who lost her final against a Moroccan by point, and Juan Martial, who won his final in front of TR Congo by unanimous decision. Then yesterday, we had one silver and one gold. And the day before, during the semifinal, we won two bronze medals, Beb George in 86 kg and Nyangono Angola Dorian in 48 kg. Today we have our last final. Kenny Bernadette in more than 81 kilograms will fight against a Moroccan who is the world champion, Khadija Mardi. It's after that final that we have the final result during for the medal and know our opposition.
Alain Didier Ngacha, coach of the Cameroon boxing team, announced when the news here once again are our top stories. Thousands of people have hailed President Paul Biya's service to the nation during the screening of the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny in Bamenda. Chairing the screening ceremony was Senator Regina Mundi. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Marie-Lise Natashamba.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Retraite d'échange et de convivialité entre les membres du Commonwealth. Ils ont pris possession d'un lieu tenu secret pour délibérer sur les questions soumises à la haute appréciation des chefs d'État et de gouvernement du Club des Gentlemen. C'était le dernier acte du 27e sommet des chefs d'État et de gouvernement du Commonwealth tenu à Apia aux îles Samoa. La ville de Bamenda, dans le nord-ouest, accueille la projection ce samedi du film documentaire Paul Biya, un homme d'État au destin prodigieux. La caravane de projection de ce film documentaire sur le chef de l'État sera à Ebolova dans le sud le 2 novembre prochain. Une réunion préparatoire à l'événement a eu lieu hier sous la présidence du gouverneur de la région du sud. Paul Biya, l'artisan d'une jeunesse entreprenante. C'est le titre de l'ouvrage que vient de commettre un jeune Camerounais de 30 ans, Parfait Viamna. L'auteur rend hommage au président de la République, Paul Biya, pour les multiples programmes d'accompagnement des jeunes. En santé, il est temps de donner la priorité à la santé mentale en milieu de travail. C'est sous ce thème que s'est commémoré le 10 octobre dernier la Journée mondiale de la santé mentale. L'état de stress permanent, le harcèlement en entreprise, l'alcoolisme sont quelques facteurs de risque qui engendrent des problèmes de santé mentale chez le travailleur. Pour résoudre ce problème, les experts préconisent la recherche du bien-être individuel. Sur le plan collectif, l'instauration d'un climat basé sur l'amour et la solidarité entre les travailleurs, des attitudes qui vont impacter positivement la productivité de l'entreprise et améliorer la qualité de vie au travail. et Tranois 2024, rideau sur la 28e édition ce samedi dès 20h au Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé. Avant le clap de fin, le Musée national abrite toute cette journée plusieurs activités. Il s'agit notamment de la remise des prix du Kids Corner, la conférence post-projection. Également au programme, une visite découverte au sanctuaire de Mbalmayo. En sport, 7e édition du semi-marathon international de Douala 2024, le Camerounais Mentan Cornelius et la Tchadienne Bernie Adoumata, vainqueur de la course sur 21,1 km. Les deux athlètes ont triomphé de leur concurrence samedi matin dans la capitale économique. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci de votre attention. Restez sur la CRTV Poste National. Nos programmes se poursuivent.